later is going to see what it can take. And when will they have some sort of a few just remarks on that for me?
Generally, speech Saturday, that's what I'm saying.
Well, given the sample of the EOB, I might get a chance to sort of dabble around in the Saturdays, and I'm not going to have it. I can 15 minutes out of the EOB.
I know, I thought you should fire a shot over in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Make sure you're being careful, but.
Right. Good.
I'll have to send it to you.
Okay, fine. Well, even if the next night is ready, I'll ran through by people that are, with ours.
I talked to Dale.
What's his plan today?
He
set up his charter yet?
He's done that today, and at the request of the various congressmen, he's been dealing with. He's nursing each one, and he's feeling a little more confident now. He was upset that Christopher turned it down.
You don't think what he did?
I said that.
Who else has he got there? Which is next to
him? Well, he has, I don't know who the remaining two are, but what they have counseled him to do is send a charter up first, so you don't have the man and the charter together as a point of controversy. The charter, he says, about as total freedom, about as far as you can go.
Get his daughter out of bed.
Oh, yeah, and he's doing it. I told him.
You don't get any feeling now that he's trying to put us on here and make it run out?
No, I don't. I
think Conway is maybe wrong on that.
I think he's wrong, but I told him that I had sort of given myself 2 weeks here for transition to get in, because this is all coming out of justice, this problem with Bob McKeown.
Yeah.
And I felt that period was over. And I just wanted to know personally that Bob and John have no greater access here than any other of the witnesses.
That's right.
That they are without cars. So we moved just in time. And I don't think it would hurt to run the path we heard it. So there's a transition that's over in the quiet, so
we're
reorganized.
That's my own. You know, getting to the doctor thing, I'm curious. Bob said he knew nothing about it.
Absolutely not.
Heard nothing. John said he was amazed that he was supposed to know to be his friends. I was amazed. Because you understand, when I mentioned the Buchanan thing, I didn't hear about the Buchanan thing until after the story broke. And then Buchanan says, I knew this all along. Everybody in St. Louis was talking about it, you know. And everybody wondered why this crazy McGovern did not ask.
Well, that's right. At that period, we just left the thing run. I remember your saying in a meeting or someplace where I was, and I don't think we're not going to touch it.
Don't get into it at all, because either way they went. I mean, it wasn't going to hurt. I mean, you couldn't touch it because it was a personal thing, too. In a personal tragedy. And I said, don't touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. One thing I wondered about, I had a sneaking hunch here. His letter says that government agents came and asked for information about Ellsberg's.
No, he didn't mention names. He said, I was contacted by officials. Or investigators, official investigators.
Before?
Asked, he didn't.
Yeah.
It's so carefully done.
Yeah.
Didn't mention any name or date.
Yeah.
He said, subsequently, my office was burglarized.
And he hasn't mentioned names in it at all?
No mention.
Well, then how quietly do you think he's the eagle inside of Americans? Is he?
We don't know. We're checking. We don't know.
My guess is always happens out on this sort of thing. The stuff floods in. It floods in.
Sure.
But for Christ's sakes, the only thing I was wondering about is whether. Come to the fire. Not for immorality.
it's just.
See, I don't believe in doing it, and then frankly, I think it makes it's as I said in my Tolbert speech, it's a cowardly thing to say, well, somebody else is to blame, and I personally take responsibility for my people, but I stand by people, and goddamn it, because they are like a hippie that Higby's called as a witness, but didn't do anything. Goddamn it, I don't fire
him. That's
the hell with firing him.
That's exactly right. And the only reason I'm taking this action is to protect him, so he doesn't become a point of contention. That would be bad. Then there would be great pressure. I told him this was temporary. He understood. If I talked to him when I first came in about it. Just want to be able to say that we've kept an equal, equitable hand here, and there's no. What he really got a lot of heat yesterday over the attorney, U.S. Attorney's Office.
About he did.
Not Higby, but Bizarre.
Bob and John still having the cars, or. Well, they're gone.
And that's all taken care of. On the other hand, said this to Elliot. I said, you know, the president's style is not to, he's not going to do the easy thing, which would be that have a goddamn house clean and cover everybody's tail because everyone's out and there couldn't possibly be anything. I'd look for 2 weeks, go up to this problem, to see if there were any. And he said, I had something.
who don't understand the press is not against you, it's not against me, it's against the White House and what they perceive happened here. They don't, that no one makes a charge that you lied on the 29th. No one makes a charge that we lied during the course of the briefings. It's what happened that led us to make the statements, you see. Now, we've explained that in the Dean report. But they got it just in a very nice way, not nice way, but not a belligerent way at all today. They said, does the president ever discuss, you intend to stay? And I said, or have you discussed it with the president? I said, yeah, not saying, but taking on responsibilities or something. I said, gentlemen, I will do my best and continue to serve in this position as long as the president wants me to do so, and my conversations with him do not relate to me personally. I'm going to do my best to provide answers and to get the information for you as long as the president wants me to serve in this position.
For example, I got a note from Murray Chotiner, of all people, who says he's a great personal tactician and a lousy PR fellow. He says that he thought a good move would be to have Klein be the press secretary and have him removed from another position. Now, Steve, just in this church, Herb Klein would be massive in this by this much. Do you agree?
I honestly do. He's a great fellow, but the point of it is, changing a man, I'll step aside as we've talked about it, but changing a man, even Lynn, when he went out there yesterday, they start going at it. Anyone you put out there, they're going to do it until we get through this period. It's not the individual.
And the worst thing you could do, if you did that, when they would say,
he must be a.
That's right. Now, and then
or they say Nixon admits that the White House has not come clean in its press briefings on this subject. I will never do it. That's the point. And we're saying, by God, we have been clean. We've tried to develop
certainly,
and we're continuing to.
We just don't do that. That's just the.
We checked that privilege story that Mazar was so upset about the psychiatrist. From New York rather than Philadelphia. Incidentally, I don't remember any accounts to you as to where, couldn't you check on your phone right now? Where was he was treated? That was in the press, wasn't it?
In Missouri.
Missouri, that's what I thought. I never heard of his being treated in New York.
He was not in New York, but I remember in Philadelphia, that's why I heard up when he said Philadelphia.
New York. Now, see, this is a New York psychiatrist, whereas I think it's a total phony. And Mazar was not quite as excited about such a thing. This is the phony. He was treated in a Missouri hospital. Mm-hmm. Every time. There was a state.
Mayo Clinic, one time.
And a Mayo Clinic, that's right. Mayo Clinic, not Philadelphia. He was not treated in Philadelphia. But anyway, we think the thing's phony. So we're going to make fusion. Now, Al, on it. I think that it would be good to. If it wasn't Eagleton psychiatrist, it's nothing to give to the Irving Commission. If it was Eagleton psychiatrist, it was something to give to the Irving Commission, because that might smoke out a Democrat.
That you're asking this question. We don't mind giving you this information. And so we're just putting it together, we'll just take it and shove it right down the front. I understand that Sam and Register indicates they will retract if their story is shown to be untrue.
It's a little late.
But I said the Senate, so what?
It's a little late, go ahead, the Senate.
I said the Senate has rejected this as a hoax, we have rejected it as a hoax, and now the Santa Ana Register will be retracting here very shortly. You know, I put it in that
I guess that now, too, you're going to find lots of stories floating around during these hearings. All sorts of nutheads come in. And you must, every time a story comes up, figure that somebody on our staff must have done something.
Sure.
I mean, here, Bob Hall didn't know God knew about evil, and I told the whole staff state him about evil, and I don't know who can possibly do anything. You know what I mean? I think it's a goddamn hoax. Another hoax.
I said that evil, in relation to evil, that I was asked today, they said, you categorically deny that the... I said, yes, I can. I said, I know that the president's awareness, my awareness, is awareness and my observation around here, with there's no information whatsoever here until the story broke. I didn't embarrass myself.
That's true.
That's right. And then I went on to say that, yes, I can deny that there was ever anything in the White House files on this matter. But, you know, I didn't...
Right.
You are. Well, there's enough...
Can I worry about me?
No, I left enough there. That, you know, I wasn't forced into going Dean Holland early, although I know it's true from the standpoint of Irving and Holland. But you don't know about someone sitting over there in the EOB somewhere, so I stayed on the president.
Our president's concerning absolutely no knowledge.
Which is true. I remember sitting down and talking to you when the thing broke. That, or, you know, we we can make that point and make the point of separation, make the points that have to be made, or we can clean out on a, you know, water gate break and all that. Use it as a catalyst. Do you agree, Al?
If it crystallizes that way, that would be ideal.
I don't want to tie the problem that I see with the theory, the only thing is I don't want to sort of tie the Kroger operation and the Watergate operation and this silly paper, the Dean papers, together in one thing, and then it does look as if there's a giant conspiracy and it's all part of the same thing.
Well, my point is to separate them and prevent others from tying.